Estevan. The carbon capture and storage, CCS, facility at Sask Power's Boundary Dam Power Station came close to having a record-breaking year in 2023. The year-end numbers for the facility were released in mid-January. They show 786,450 tons of CO2 were captured in 2023, an increase from the 749,045 tons captured in 2022, and just shy of the record of 792,809 tons set in 2016. According to Sask Power, the CCS facility was available 85.5% of the time, exceeding the Crown Corporation's target of 75%. Since the CCS facility came online in October 2014, nearly 5.8 million tons of CO2 have been kept from entering the Earth's atmosphere. Whitecap Resources announced last year it had signed a CO2 purchase and sale extension agreement to December 31, 2034 with Sask Power for the purchase of CO2 that is captured at Boundary Dam. During the fourth quarter of 2023, October 1 DEC 31, the CCS facility was available 80.5% of the time, capturing 195,050 tons of CO2. While online, the facility had a daily average capture rate of 2,771 tons in the fourth quarter, with a peak one-day capture of 3,044 tons. Unit 3 was available 79.9% of the time. The CCS plant cannot operate when Unit 3 is offline, but Unit 3 can operate without CCS. This resulted in an emissions intensity of 377 tons of carbon dioxide per gigawatt hour, below the federal threshold of 549 tons per gigawatt hour. Sask Power is currently working to align emission intensity reporting with federal coal regulations. The acid plant at CCS also continued its strong performance, producing 3,756 tons of sulfuric acid in 2023. This is just shy of the record total of 3,788 tons produced in 2022. The acid plant was online 27.9% of the time, and 432 tons of sulfuric acid were produced. The next edition of the Mercury will have more on this story.